Kei te whakarongo koe ki te reo irirangi poho. You're listening to 95BFM Breakfast. I'm very lucky to be joined in the studio by a special guest, Way of Nice Goblins. Morena, how are you?
Hello. Hi, guys. Yeah, doing very good.
Doing good?
Oh, good.
That's so cool. I feel like we should say happy birthday to Nice Goblins, turning 7 this year. That's pretty impressive.
Thank you.
People will probably know Nice Goblins... People might know Nice Goblins as many different things because it is many different things, right? Mm. It's a tattoo studio, but it's also a music venue and an amazing just like place of community in Maungawhau, Mount Eden.
Thanks. Yeah.
You've got a little event that we're going to talk about to celebrate the birthday, but I want to start by just like giving everyone the rundown on where Nice Goblins came from, because it's kind of started as an Instagram account, is that right?
Yeah. It started off as just... an Instagram account to post tattoos. But I've always wanted to make it into like a studio for like artists to like share their work and like meet each other and stuff like that. So yeah, after the first year of just being solely a tattoos page, it slowly turned into like more than just tattoos, like creating community, like art exhibitions, gigs, collaborating with illustrators, like creating opportunities for tattooers and illustrators to meet each other and like create work together and that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what was the first time that it became like a physical space?
So even though Nice Goblins technically is 7 years old, we had our physical shop 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so 5 years ago we opened our shop. It's on Dominion Road, 228 Dominion Road.
Yeah.
Please come.
It's such a cool space.
Yeah.
And such a community hub. Was there a moment for you in those early days when you sort of like, did you have a moment where you looked around and you were like, oh, this is like an important part of the community and people love this space, artists are using this space for their creative connections.
Yeah. It's funny, I guess. Sometimes maybe I'm too focused on like running it that like I don't really sit back and but then there have been moments where like, maybe it'll be at a gig or at an event or like maybe drawing tattoos, like, oh shit, like people actually come to these things and they actually appreciate it and they like it.
Which
is kind of mind-blowing.
so cool to feel like you've created something that the community can enjoy. It's also a music space and it's becoming more and more a gig venue. Mm-hmm. that artists are looking to put on their gigs. Was 151 Improv, was that like the first type of music that you had at Nice Goblins? Because I know that's been a big part of Nice Goblins for a few years, right?
Yeah, it has. So we have put on a lot of gigs before 151, but JY, me and him are really good friends. And then he, after his last venue finished, I guess, he mm-hmm. was looking for a new space. So then we started talking, like, oh, why don't you play at Nice Goblins?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah, super keen. So, And then he's been doing that weekly for, like, maybe 2 years. I mean, right now it's in kind of a break.
A
little bit of a break because, he's quite busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but... Yeah, it's been going on for a while, and I think that brings a lot of community into the space as well. So
people should definitely check out 151 Improv. There's always some like crazy shit on. I went to one that I went to recently, or like a few months ago, was Tristan Deck from The Beths, the drummer. They had the Tristan Deck Tet, and he had like a 10-piece band of all these amazing jazz musicians from across Tamaki Makaurau, and they had all these different songs that were, just like one of them was called Building a Deck, and they went round and every single person in the like 10-piece band did a solo, and then like they started building a groove together. It really was like building a deck. It was funny. There's always good stuff on at Nice Goblins, and it's so cool when you go to a music gig and then there's just like tattoo flash walls like all around.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I can pick out my next tattoo while I enjoy mm-hmm. this music.
Yeah.
So cool, and such a cool kaupapa. I want to talk a little bit about this event that's happening on mm-hmm. Saturday. Nice Goblins 7th birthday. What's going to be happening? You've got so much.
It's going to be kind of crazy, I guess. This Saturday, starting from 7, we're going to have 9 art stalls, so people just people who make stuff, make arts and crafts, selling their things, as well as 5 music acts, as well as a tattoo flash day, like all at the same time. And it's funded by the Toy Waitemata board, local board, and also from Behemoth Brewery as well. Oh, they gave us some beers.
Cool. So, yeah. Come and have a beer and buy some art. Maybe you get a tat if you're feeling crazy. Listen to some music. You've got some good musicians on the lineup as well. You've got Club Ruby, Eliza, Model, and the Saxo Bros, and Fern. 95BFM's very own Fern. They do Morning Glory here on Mondays. So cool. What are you most looking forward to about Saturday?
Just seeing everybody, I guess. I guess I get so caught up in managing it that, like, I guess once the event happens, then it's like, oh yes, finally, like, you know, you can like talk to everybody and like catch up with everybody and like stuff like that. I think that's what I'm looking forward to.
Take a step back and just appreciate it.
so
cool. I think we're gonna close it out with a track from Fern. This is Sauna Research, the Fern dub. Thank you so much, Wei, from Nice Goblins.
Thank
for coming up for a corridor.
Thanks, Wei.
Everybody, definitely head over to the Nice Goblins _collective Instagram for more info about this Saturday. It's going to be a really cool evening and just such a cool space. So continue to support your local venues. You're on BFM Breakfast.